Book now and save on a 7-night total all-inclusive vacation to Club Med in the Caribbean, Bahamas, or Mexico. Call today. You'll totally want to do it again.
And we're back, and we're joined by telephone with travel journalist Karen Hamlin, who is about to take us on a destination worldview journey to Finland. Good morning, Karen, and nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Looking at the, for those that are listening, if you go to our website, ttrn.com, and click on Destination Worldview, Karen's article is up there, and there's some really fabulous photographs.
Oh, wow.
And it looked kind of chilly. How cold was it, Karen?
It got to be minus 55.
Minus 55. you really test your travel survival skills there, I guess.
Endurance. It's really not as bad as it sounds. Thankfully to NASA and all their new material they've developed.
Right.
Mm. I mean, you were saying that when you're wearing this clothing, that it actually gets hot inside at times, even in 55 degrees below.
Yeah. It can actually get too warm if you're moving around, and if you go inside, all of a sudden you get like really hot. So sometimes it's more comfortable outside than inside.
Right.
Well, take us to your story. Walk us through this trip. It sounds absolutely fascinating.
It was fabulous. Finland, to me, was a gigantic playground everywhere you went. There was something to do outside that was just so much fun. It's very far north, as you know.
Right.
And it's bordered by Russia and Norway and Sweden. And so it has all those influences on it. And there's not that many people. There's only 5.2 million people, which is less than New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'll tell you the things I did there that I would really recommend. One is running with the dogs instead of running with the bulls.
Is this called dog mushing?
Yes. You dress really warm for it, and they hitched up four dogs, four huskies. They're gorgeous, and you stand on like two skis on the back of like a sleigh, and hold on real good because when they take off fast.
And bundle up, I would guess.
Oh yeah. You're always bundled up.
Yep.
And there's a break in the middle, and I mean they just go. They go so fast. It's such a thrill.
That sounds like fun. Did you visit the snow hotel in Germany?
Yes, I was brave enough to sleep in the snow hotel.
Wonderful.
The snow hotel is more than a hotel. It's like a snow village.
Right.
And every year it melts, and every year they rebuild it. And they rebuild it bigger and better. And there's a restaurant and a stage for shows and the hotel.
Hmm? I was just going to say, explain to our audience what a snow hotel is about. Now, the beds are made of ice. Is that how it works?
Everything's made of ice. Everything.
Good Lord.
Ice and snow. The bedside tables made of ice, and they're carved. They're pretty, and the bed is a big block of ice with an ice pillow, and there's reindeer pelts thrown on top, and then you sleep in a sleeping bag, which was really a challenge. To say the least. You have to stay completely closed and try and get into a sleeping bag.
Now, this will sound terrible, but do they still put ice in cocktails in the hotel?
Ice in what?
In cocktails.
Yes. They have frozen glasses. I didn't see any glasses made of ice, though.
Right.
And they had the Finlandia Cup there when we were there.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, in some hotels, as we all know, they have little slippers underneath the bed. What would one have in a nice hotel? Snowshoes to slip into when you get out?
I suppose you could have slippers. I didn't have any, which I wish I did, because I took off my boots to get into the sleeping bag.
All right.
And if you're sitting on a block of ice with a sleeping bag and you're trying to climb into it, you can't do it.
Right.
Without standing up or without, it took me forever. I finally went in head first and just stayed there.
With the feet hanging out.
Yeah.
But tell us a bit about the people and the food, if you will, Karen.
The people are very nice. They go by you and say, hey, hey. And I used to say, first I said, hey, what? But hey, hey means hi.
Right.
And, they're very friendly, very nice, but a little bit of a distance. You know, there's a little bit of a distance there. Coolness, it's somewhat like in the United States, you know. They're not like chummy. They're not like the Italians.
Uh-huh. Right.
But very nice people. And the food, you eat a lot of reindeer.
Uh-huh.
Reindeer is used for everything. So, you know, you have reindeer blankets, reindeer rugs, reindeer pelts, reindeer burgers, reindeer everything.
So you can eat them, ride them, and snuggle up in them.
Yes. It's a real staple in the country.
I would guess that.
Santa wouldn't like that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's I won't tell my 8-year-old granddaughter about that. She might get a little bit upset. Rudolph won't be driving the sleigh this year. Yes, you mentioned a lot about the reindeer in the article and how important it is and how integral a part of life's experience there it is. Did you do that, the polar dip and the sauna trick?
Well, some of my group did. I wasn't brave enough. it was at night, and there's a changing room like a five-minute run from the lake.
Wow.
Or maybe it's 3 minutes if you run fast.
Yep.
And you take all your clothes off, wrap a towel around you, and race in the snow down to the lake. There's a little hut over a hole in the ice, and you go in the hut, and you climb down the ladder, and you submerge in the icy water, and then come out. And the people who did it and came out said that they weren't that cold when they came out. I guess the air is warmer than
the water. The air is warmer than, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I still wouldn't do it.
At minus 50, the air is not all that warm.
No. Although it's a dry cold.
Oh, okay. Like the dry heat in Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a damp cold.
Right. And obviously, you could not go to Finland without doing a Finnish sauna.
Oh, yeah. Finland developed the sauna. That's every house, every place, farmhouse, restaurant, whatever, has a sauna. And they use it any time, day or night, sometimes with a polar dip. It's almost, you know, you put in a shower in your house, you put in a sauna.
Right.
It's
just part of life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that was very enjoyable after being out in the cold. That was really nice, too.
Right. And Finland, we think of it as a very cold, polar-type place. But does it have all the modern amenities that we're used to and all of those sorts of things?
Oh, yes. They're very up-to-date. You know, they have central heating. They have everything.
Right.
I don't think they have air conditioning, but I don't think they need it.
That's probably good to have. Yes.
But Helsinki is a lovely city, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a very modern city. It's a small city for, you know, for a capital, but that makes it very quaint. It's... it has a lot of the Russian influence. It's very elegant. There's an outdoor market. There's an Arctic bar there, too. And, it was quite lovely. You know, big department stores.
How about some tips for some of our listeners who might be interested in going to Finland? One of course, is how did you get there?
Finnair. Highly recommended. It was very, very nice, very comfortable, very nice flight attendants. It was a comfortable flight. And I would highly recommend the dog mushing and get a snowmobile and go out into the tundra.
Now, tell us about the tundra. That might be a word people aren't familiar with.
Okay, it kind of means big, vast wasteland. But it was very exciting. We were up in the Arctic Circle, up in Catalia. And you need a guide, though. I would definitely take a guide.
Right.
We got caught in a whiteout, which was, I think I overreacted, but in retrospect. But at the time, it was pretty
scary.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
It's I've been in whiteouts, obviously, in Chicago, and skiing in Tasmania and New Zealand and mainland Australia, and it is pretty amazing when you just can't see anything, and all of a sudden everything disappears, and that's it's very disorientating.
It's like there's no sky, there's no earth, you're just kind of suspended in whiteness.
Yeah.
And it's very disorienting.
Absolutely.
Now, how about the angle of, here's a single lady or a lady, American tourist traveling on her own. How did that work for you?
Fine. You feel very safe in Finland. The people are very willing to help you. They're very rugged people. You know how they say Vermonters are rugged?
Right.
Well, they make Vermonters look like Floridians. I mean, they just look big, rugged, burly, you know, a lot of the men. And they just take everything in stride. I mean, of course, it's their way of life.
Yeah.
To them, it's nothing, you know.
All right. And
hello, that's a warm day.
Did you try the Midnight Sun cocktail?
Yes, I did. It was very good.
Uh-huh.
Very good. At the Finlandia Cup, of course, it's bartenders from all over the world that come to make three signature drinks with Finlandia vodka.
Right.
And we got to try all the leftovers that the judges picked.
I hope you weren't. I hope you weren't dipping into the spittoon.
That's worth the trip alone.
No, we were all, cheers and a lot of toasts, and it's so neat though. There's a donkey that goes up and down the table, and whatever the bartenders need as far as accoutrements, they just take off the donkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, things we've just done, so it was so cool.
Yeah. How many bartenders in the Finlandia Cup?
Oh, gosh, I think there was 12.
12?
No, no one from the United States, but all over Europe.
Right.
Yeah.
The pre-qualifications to get there are pretty stringent. I love the article, and I just recommend it to everybody to go have a read of it, and I like the links you've got, too, at the end of it. They're great.
Oh, good.
And,
good. I hope they'll help people.
Yeah. And as always, Karen, it's a delight having you on. We love to hear of your travel exploits because some of them get a little outrageous every now and then.
That's what makes it so much fun.
And we look forward to the next one. Karen, thank you very much, and bye for now.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay, bye now. All right, and you're listening to Talk and Travel with Marcus and Roy on the Travel Talk Radio Network and worldwide at ttrn.com. And don't go away, because if the lure of Canada has tweaked your interest, you won't want to miss our next guest.
USA 3000 Airlines knows the way. USA 3000 now flies to and from Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, servicing 11 different cities, all at our same low fares starting at $59. No peanuts served here. For a low fare with a real meal and in-flight entertainment, choose USA 3000. USA 3000 has simple fare rules regardless of the fare. There are no Saturday night stays and no round trip required on any fare. They have a low change fee, and this is the part you're really going to love. Even if you miss your flight, you don't lose your fare. So what are you waiting for? With fares this low and rules this simple, you can afford to take someone with you. Call now to make your reservations at 1-877-USA-3000. That's 1-877-USA-3000. You can also book online at www.